Welcome back, snake charmers and cobra spitters, to another forked tongue and bear fanged episode of A Venomous Dead Man Roll No Crits. This is your flute charming GM Patrick here, and sneaking through the fields to try and take down a Ricky Ticky Tabby with me are my four friends and your supine slithering super players, Jabert, Rebecca, Seth, and Tyler. Hey guys.
Oh,
it's poison, Tyler. It's poison.
Why did it have to be snakes?
We were having a discussion before the game started, and I think we just figured something out.
Everyone's favorite poison rules. These intros don't always have something to do with what's in the episode.
Yeah, so. Yeah, they do. Yeah,
they do. Are you kidding me? Only time that they didn't is when you were doing music, and I was all right with that.
Okay, let's go back. Last week was Street Sharks. All right, I get you there. And then before that was being poisoned in a deep sea cavern. All right, well, I can see how you'd construe that would have something to do with this. And then before that was about cannons and powdery loads. Okay, yeah, and you fought a big cannon thing. That makes sense.
And no one else's memory goes further back than that, so we are correct.
Do you remember the one where you were talking about like the Crypt Keeper and all like that like crypty stuff, and then we ended up in a crypt?
Yeah, good times. Anyway, don't read too much into the venomous poisonous chat in the episode's beginning here. Yeah, this week's episode starts with you all climbing through the tunnels here, and both teams, both A and B teams, meeting up in the underground caverns beneath Fort Hazard. And you were only a few hundred feet apart between the last couple episodes, where you're fighting a giant undead dragon and a bunch of were shark pirates. It sounds ridiculous when you say it all together like that, but yeah, that's what happened the last couple
really weeks. Really sounds like people just wrote down a bunch of cool things and then rolled a dice to figure out where they were putting these encounters.
Rolling a dice.
And if that's what you did,
game, that's crazy.
Well done.
Yeah.
No, I tried to balance out your guys' journeys down below a little bit, but most of them were in the book. Like, where shark pirates is totally in the
that had to be like a Mad Lib that they did, right?
I don't know. No. If you add shark to anything, it instantly becomes a little cooler.
A little cooler, at least.
Shark 11. It's pretty cool. I don't know.
Like a 7-Eleven, but shark 11?
No, like 9-Eleven, but with sharks.
Wow!
I think they already did that in Sharknado 4, so I don't think I'm breaking any ground here.
Oh, man, you know, that would suck, though, because, I mean, a shark attacks one person, and we kill a million sharks. If sharks did 9-11 in a response to the overhunting of sharks, could you imagine the absolute shark genocide that would occur on this planet?
Shark.
I mean, in fairness, I don't think they'd get through the airport security. I think even TSA would spot these guys. They'd be like, wait a minute, is that you, that lame said, shark?
That said,
and can you imagine them in the little body scanners, and the TSA is just like, he's got no bones. I don't understand. Yeah.
Yes. It's all cartilage. No, I don't know.
This guy's boneless.
Well, let him
I have
through.
A disability.
It's a glitch
jerk.
In the system.
How dare you?
In Tyler's hypothetical, we would chase them to the bottom of the Marianas Trench. Like we would.
Well, that's how you get the Meg. That's literally that's how you the plot of the Meg. So that's on us if we awaken the
someone get Bruce Willis
mega sharks. So
I don't know if you want do you mean like Die Hard Bruce Willis or modern Bruce Willis? Because the letter's a little sad.
What you meant to say was Jason Statham, the new bald action hero.
I want middle-aged.
What's
Bruce
he been
Willis.
Doing?
He did Meg 2 last year. I'm talking
did
about
he really.
Meg. Yes.
Yeah, okay. Not a lot of people watched it, I don't think, but I did.
Yeah. Wow. Why is that?
I like the Meg movies.
I count it as a kaiju movie. I'm all about some kaiju movies. But it really was just big shark. Mm-hmm. Very big shark. Guys, you ready to get back into it? We're talking about meeting up the two teams, A team, B team, below the fortress here. And indeed, off in the distance to the south, through the mist, you can see what looks like the sails of a ship raising up, those of Kurdak Bonefist's ships getting perhaps ready to prepare to leave. And inside behind you, you see a large temple with some lights inside where you believe Hypatia to perhaps be residing. Indeed, Honto, something tells you inside you, you kind of feel drawn to this temple. You can tell this Hypatia woman, well, you guys barely met before. Something seems to be drawing you towards her direction, and for better or for worse, Cassius, you've made a deal with a devil that Bonefist must die. So yeah, we talked a little bit off air about dividing up the parties here along those lines. Honto going one way, Cassius going another, and then respectively their other team's characters, their B team characters going with the other person. Which means Honto and Akovic heading towards this temple, and Cassius and Ozzy heading towards the ship. And we went back and forth about how to divide up Rebecca and Jabert, your guys' characters. Do you want to talk about real quick the reasoning of who's heading along with Honto this week?
We haven't. I mean, like we haven't really established a plan of attack yet, or what we're doing exactly. So,
mm-hmm. What's like you? Know for better or for worst that these two foes, both Hypatia and Kurdak, need to be dealt with. And I think you understand that if a hubbub is raised in either direction, it'll probably give that other person the chance to prepare or perhaps escape. They know that a strike force is coming down on them.
So we need to attack both at the same time.
Yes, with a mix of A team and B team. You guys have been fighting together as your kind of classic crews for a while, but this is a pretty important decision dividing up the team. We've done this like four or five times now with dividing up the teams. I feel like both teams are pretty well balanced together, but we have mixed teams that have been a little unbalanced. And in my mind, it was, I think we did Kovic, Sharga, Candoso, Honto.
That was the best team of all
on
time.
On one team. And team boy, howdy, were they. Well, they were very good in the setting, which was exploring the Isle of Empty Eyes, like swampy regions and stuff. Nothing I had.
A dragon, right?
The octopus.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also the baby dragon. Wasn't it a baby dragon that we fought?
Not with that team.
Yeah, Sharga was there. I think that was all B team when that happened.
Ozzy was there. I do remember Ozzy being there.
I mean, it was a juvenile. Baby makes it sound like it was tiny and cute.
Like you murdered a baby. We didn't kill a newly hatched dragon or something edible. Like that.
It makes
his dragon like came out and was like, cuckoo, gaga. And we said,
like something as akin to like a small Highland cow, but not that. This was bigger and angrier and more acidy than those.
Can you imagine like John Hammond like cracking the dragon egg and like, come out, little fella? And then just Sharga smashes it with a giant hammer.
Well, she what does have doing? An anathema against dragons, especially if it's a black dragon. No can do.
Chaos life.
We don't It's like, Sharga, hold on. We don't know what kind of dragon it is. It might be like, you know, like a gold dragon egg. And she just stands there like with her axe in hand, like just staring at the egg, like, come out.
I love it too. It's just like, shouldn't we like discuss the moral implication of killing something with that has done no bad things? It's a baby. And Sharga's just like, nah.
While y'all are talking about it, Sharga has already killed it. Yeah.
and drawn a penis over its grave.
Right, yes. I was going to say for deciding which of my characters is going to go with which team, I think both Sharga and Alaris have Cassius's interest in mind. I think that they both recognize that, you know, defeating Bonefist is very important to Cassius, and they want to set him up for success. In order to do that, Sharga obviously wants to assist him in that endeavor and protect him at all costs. She has just come from protecting her teammates against a dragon and is feeling very powerful right now and ready to face whatever foes may come. On the other side, we've got Alaris, I think, recognizing that she and Cassius have a lot of similar skills and not necessarily complementary ones. And I think Alaris thinks that her leadership skills and roguish skills might be better suited to helping Honto in that way.
I think you have another magic user to take down. You did well against the other one.
Yeah, since it's a magic user, I think maybe attacking quickly and silently while also bringing ranged support in would be like the best way to handle it for sure.
I also picked up a new feat with Alaris, which is true perception. So I don't know if that might come into play. Crazy.
Do you want to swap that out for immune to all poison? That might be a better.
Is that a feat?
I don't know if that's an option.
I think that's a feat. Yeah, I think it's in the latest book, so Patrick probably doesn't have it yet. But I think there's one that's
poison, no care.
If it's not on Archive of Nethys, it doesn't exist.
See, it's just too new.
Hold on, let me hack into the mainframe.
Well, that's one thing I wanted to talk about, because you guys did level up to 19 with everyone now. Mm-hmm. And, I don't know if we announced this yet, but going with Honto, Jabert, you're going with Bartleby?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Bartleby's going that way, because Candoso doesn't mess with spellcasters anymore.
Oh, good call. I might have counterspell, who knows? But,
oh, boy, I remember that. Boy, that I don't know that I've ever quite been as mad with you as I was when you counterspelled my cantrip, like, 3 times in a row.
Blasted those spells. So leveled up to 19. A couple of B team, I think, had the drained condition. Were you going to take anything to negate that, to undo that?
So Bartleby has had this for a few levels, and there's just a lot of stuff on my character sheet, and I just forgot. So I can make, for each character, I can make a medicine check with Legendary Medic to attempt to remove a blinded, deafened, doomed, or drained condition.
Oh, wow.
Once per day.
And that would be all 3 levels of drained, or does it just take it
just the whole, just
one?
Clear it all. Yeah.
Cool.
And then if that does not work while I've got everybody together, I think Candoso also has Moment of Renewal, so I can cast that and everyone can treat it as though they rested for 24 hours.
Cool.
You don't get back like daily abilities or anything, but like you could like drop that down by one level. So, but I think, Bartleby will make a...
Will that take us up to full health?
That would give you, I think it's what, your level plus constitution back or something like that.
Oh, just a needle. Okay.
Yeah. Bartleby could also do some healing while we're just standing around.
The legacy version of the spell is Restore Senses, but the new remastered is called Sound Body. I don't know if you want to try these out. If anyone still needs it, maybe you can geek out a spell for that. At level 4, you can cast it to get rid of drained.
Oh.
And both.
Yeah, but I don't have it prepared. And since we're on a clock, then I can't.
Well, I'm saying leveling up to 19, you do get some new spells as well. So,
you're suggesting that I spend my level 10 spell slot on a level 4 spell? Yeah, eat butts, Patrick.
No, if you want
this game works,
if you want to change out one of your level 4s
I see what you're saying. Okay,
that's fine. But I would do it after, like, make that decision after.
Yeah, let's make this check.
Make some medicine checks. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So my bonus is 35. So this is against the DC of the effect that gave the drained. So I don't.
Is this for?
I do not recall. What
so that was. DC 20. So I think you're. I mean, it's auto succeed.
I hope it's DC 20.
I've got it right.
Okay, cool. So let's start with. Let's see. So it was like basically. Who was it on B team? It was
Sharga.
And Ozzy.
And Ozzy.
And okay. Cassius.
And Cassius. Okay. So
Cassius got drained too.
So everybody who's going to fight
Kurdak
Bonefist, maybe they shouldn't go and fight Kurdak Bonefist if they're all drained.
Oh, man.
Probably.
Okay. Candace is over there feeling great. Everyone else is like peeking their guts out.
All right. So let's start with Cassius. We'll see. Cassius.
Good.
Yay.
Big, success, big, 43.
Big numbos. Okay, cool. So success for Cassius. So you're clear. You're good.
I'm cleared.
Okay. Now we'll go Sharga.
A 50. Also good. Critical success.
Yay.
Get in there. Yeah.
It's coming.
All right. Here we go. Oh, boy. All right, Ozzy. I'm stretching for this big roll.
Stretching that out.
Oh, no.
A 2 I rolled. A 2.
It's a DC 38. It's a,
oh, no.
Oh, boy. Seth, why would you say that?
Hero Wait, point?
Can somebody help me? Can somebody please roll?
Can I aid? Aid? Yeah, can I aid?
Oh, actually, you know what? Candoso can aid.
So, oh, yeah, I'll allow it.
Okay, let's see if Candoso can aid. Can you aid Candoso?
Yeah,
Candoso's so good at aiding.
So good at the aid.
Speaking of hero points, it's at this time that I will let you guys know. At reaching level 19 and going into what I hope will be some fairly considerable combats here with both these teams, you guys get max hero points. You're going to go all the way up to 3 hero points for the rest of the team's fight. So if it, however many episodes it takes,
it's going to be 3.
Okay. Hold on, 3 points. Per character or 3 total that we can use on either character as we
3 see. per character. Okay. And they won't go up unless I give you one for doing something super heroic.
Okay.
Which I don't often do.
You don't.
No. It's mostly I mostly give them out to spite all that someone else. Stuff. Like take Tyler's hero.
I was about to say
it's a pirate game. We're not there's not a lot of heroism.
He has thieved my point.
Well, I was about to say I normally would do it if you do something that like very possibly could hurt you a great deal and like there's a role involved.
That's like literally everything we do at this point.
I was about to say super dangerous
moving in combat.
Maybe you guys should ask. But 3 hero points, and just a reminder, you cannot use them multiple times. You can't be like, I rolled bad, reroll. I rolled bad again.
Point.
Another
you can't hero point a hero point roll.
Yeah. Yeah. So you use them. Use them.
I am in need of healing on both of my characters for what it's worth.
Yes. I think if we have some time here, we can get some pretty decent healing going.
Well, first of all, are we doing that 24-hour rest thing? Do I automatically get?
I mean, I'm trying to think. Like, I can't imagine another time when I would want to use that spell. Like, it's just, I think now is the time to use it if I'm going to use it. So I think I'll.
What is it called again?
This is Moment of Renewal. Up to 6 creatures experience a day's worth of recovery in an instant. Detrimental effects would be gone after 24 hours end. This doesn't shorten the duration of any active spells. The targets regain hit points and recover from conditions as though they'd taken 24 hours of rest, but they do not make their daily preparations again or gain any benefits other than healing. Temporarily immune for a day. So you get hit points back as though you slept. And that is just a 2-action thing. So let's see. What is?
You said it's 19. Your level plus con?
I don't remember that because we just don't rest very often.
I know.
It's true. We don't.
Let's see, resting, Pathfinder 2E, resting rules. Oh, no, it's constitution modifier multiplied by your level.
Oh, that's much better.
Substantially better.
So minimum with 19. A minimum of 1, so 19 minimum. Yeah.
So, yeah, I can cast that on, let's see, what's everybody's hit points at right now?
I got bit by a dragon yesterday, but I slept it off. I had a good 8 hours.
Yeah, but basically everybody in the dragon fight can get in here, and we'll.
Alaris is down like just over 100 hit points. Like she's at less than half.
Okay, then Alaris, you hop in too.
And Sharga is down like 150 ish.
Okay, cool. All right, so Alaris and Sharga, you guys hop in, and so let's see. Everybody who went and fought in that one, that was all B team. Is that right?
Yes. My God. Yeah.
Honestly, sure. could hop in too, but he's only going to get 38 hit points back.
Okay, well, that's fine too.
What's Ozzy's con? Because
14.
Get all those back, right? So, like 36.
Yeah, 38.
No, wait, no, 19 times 2, 38.
Yeah. So that sounds good. Bartleby will exclude himself from this, and I'll just hit everybody else. Cool. And All right, so magic. You guys,
that is the sound effect that happens when that's what
magic sounds
spell.
Like in this world. That's why they call it magic. It's onomatopoeic. It's onomatopoeia. So
how's Cassius doing hit point wise?
Oh, I mean, fine.
He's good. Okay, cool.
So you can literally hit everybody but Cassius and Bartleby then. Okay,
cool. Yeah, that sounds good. And let's see. Anybody else still need some healing? I'll make some.
I'm
checks.
Still down on both of mine. Hold on.
Okay, yeah. All right, so we'll go ahead and make some medicine checks. Boop, ba-doop.
Yeah, Honto's full, but Oz is
still down a bit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'll just do the DC 30. I think the DC 30 is nice and safe and easy, and we'll just...
You've rolled a bunch of, like, 50 medicine checks already.
I know, but I don't want to miss it. I mean, I guess that's true. Like, I'm probably not... probably not going to critically miss.
You're gonna jinx yourself.
Yeah. It's only like 1d8 if I critically miss, so it's fine. Okay, yeah, I'll go for the 40. I'll go for the 40. All right, 40 on... Let's see, I can do this on how many people? It's Ward Medic is up to 8 targets. Okay, no, I'm good. We're good. We're all good. We're good. So everybody is... Okay, taken... That is 40 plus 16 is 56 back.
Wow.
Okay.
We get 56.
That puts Alaris back at full.
Right, Alaris is back at
56.
Full. And let's do one more to top up Sharga in that case. DC 40. Yeah. So another 56.
Great.
That was Sharga. You good?
Yes. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, cool. Is everybody else topped up? Ready to go?
Oz will drink a potion.
Oh no! We'll just play. I'll take another 10 minutes. It's cool. We got.
It feels like we're under a time constraint.
It's fine.
Don't make me battle medicine you.
Let's say
Cassius pulls out a magical stool.
Actually, that's a fair point. You're about to go off, and I'm not going to see you again for another combat. So I'm just going ahead and give you battle medicine.
Oh okay.
Oh wait,
that's
no,
fair.
Wait, somebody else might. Well, I mean, Candoso might battle medicine you. No, I don't want you to be immune to it. So.
Oh, that's fair. Okay.
Yeah, if we can take 10 more minutes.
Can you do it before you do the... Can you do it before you do Moment of Renewal?
Oops. Wait, sorry, I didn't mean to click that.
I swear I didn't mean to.
That's the one had nothing to do with my decision.
Does Moment of Renewal allow you to use Battle Medicine again?
No, it doesn't reset. Like, it's only healing and removing conditions. So,
okay.
Unfortunately, so... So, ooh. Well, I mean, I guess...
That would have been the roll.
That would have been the roll, so...
Hero almost point?
Two hit point. Two oh. points of damage. Sorry.
Tourniquet a little tight.
Shoots a glare at Bartleby. What are you actually doing?
That's right. I go to stitch up a wound, and I poke you in the wrong leg, and I'm like, oops.
He's under a lot of time pressure, mate. You just gotta let him. You just gotta let those go.
Let's see here.
It happens about once every 20 times he heals somebody.
Listen, if he does it again, then we'll drink all the potions. But give him another chance. Yeah, I haven't finished this bottle yet.
Yeah, let me see. So Candoso will just walk over and... Let's see, do I still have my charges of Vital Beacon? Yes. I'll walk over and lay a hand on you and give you 40-10 with... So, 21. How you feeling? Need more? 48.
You know, Bartleby, if it'll be easier, I do have a bullet that I think heals people. I could just shoot him for you.
It's all right.
Are you full?
I'm not full, but very close.
You're extremely close. Okay, cool. Okay, cool. All right, then we're good. We're all...
Wait, now did we...
Wait,
did we decide that I'm not shooting him? I'm unclear.
No. He's healed. We don't have to put him down.
You want to save those?
Also, that would really ruin our element of surprise, I think.
What, the mat? No, it's a silent gun.
Blam!
I've been firing it this entire time. I've never heard it make noise once. Are you saying... Wait, does this thing make noise?
Wait, could you guys hear that this whole time?
It's extremely loud, Captain.
Mop.
any departing words as your teams are kitting up, healing up? Getting weapons ready to go off and face these two different threats, the Pirate King and Magical Concubine.
Alaris would go up to Cassius and shake hands with Cassius and say, Good luck to you, Captain. Take down Bonefist for all of us. We'll back you when you do.
Cassius will return it, and he'll say, I hope you're ready for when it happens, because all the tedious paperwork after this is all done, I'm going to be pawning it off onto you.
That's what Bartleby's for.
Bartleby's shoulders slump.
He's earned it. I think our friend has earned a vacation, so that round will be on you, mate.
It will be worth it.
Aye.
Is anyone else hearing like a clicking noise?
Yes.
What?
Oh my god. Tyler's fidget toying into the microphone.
Yep.
That'll do it.
I've been hearing that.
So sorry. I didn't think that could get picked up.
Are you kidding me?
It was quite loud, actually. Can anyone hear my fan? Because like, it's hot.
No.
Blasting.
Dude, my husband informed me that it's 104 degrees up where he was today.
He's always no. Ew. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm good.
You. Anything in the hundreds and I don't even know. I'm
inside.
Cease to function as a human being.
Yep.
Right, so Shargazi, Candoso, and Cassius jog off to the south to make way to these ancient-looking docks to confront Kurdak Bonefist, the Hurricane King, aboard ostensibly what is his flagship, the Filthy Lucre, and we watch as Kovic, Bartleby, Alaris, and Honto steal together and move through the cavern here to what seems like is ancient fortifications kind of made of blocky castle stones alongside the beach. And as you pass by them, it opens up to a large underground temple of sorts, perhaps an ancient church. But you do see lights dimly shining through cracked and kind of slumped ancient looking stained glass scenes of perhaps ancient mariners mastering the seas, fighting aberrations, things like that. Indeed, you see going into the mist your four companions to a large four-masted sailing ship. I think the sails have, the rigging is going up here as sails have been unfurled. But yeah, as the four of you guys go north here, like I said, Honto, you can feel kind of a pull towards what you believe to be Hypatia. Maybe this is driven by revenge, but as you get closer to the doors of this temple, you feel something else. You feel the two stones of Ligurni you've collected kind of begin to hum with power as they seem to be within striking distance of the third and final stone, which I don't know we've ever mentioned before.
I would explain it.
The green gem of Ligurni.
Wasn't that the mind gem?
That one
that's the soul gem.
That one is body. That is earth and body gem. Not sure what it does, but apparently it lies beyond in yonder cavern.
All right. Well.
Let's see. Just skipping through a lot of what I've already talked about. You guys dividing up into teams, yada, yada. Just realized I wrote out like a whole thing to talk about your characters and kind of skipping over it now. Doop, doop, doop. Well, oh, yeah, you all are infused
who
with...
Who cares about those guys?
They're characters. Well, they don't matter.
They're just vessels to roll dice through. That's
the other one is regarding Cassius, so I guess we'll do that when we get back to the other team, Cassius's team. But as I pointed out, you guys are... I mean, you're stoked going into this fight.
Oh, yeah.
You are full, infused of heroic fervor. So all three of... Or all four of you get three hero points here that will not be resetting between episodes. So this is for the fight.
Okay.
Well, let me take us into the temple as you creak past these ancient stone doors and reveal what you see here in the form of an ancient space.
Is there not another? So we're going through the front door?
That seems to be the only entrance in besides breaking some glass windows.
Okay.
This looks like it was kind of carved out of the rock of the bedrock of Lucre Hold itself. An ancient structure whose, as you get closer to it, pushing the door open, seems like it was intricately scrimshawed with reliefs of various sea life and mariner lore over eons, but indeed has eroded down here as all these hills perhaps were lost to the ages, but still provides what looks like a very bumpy exterior to this church. But yeah, taking a look at it, you're pretty sure this was here long before maybe even Port Peril was founded.
Certainly maybe. Before fire codes were invented.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like partially in the rock wall of the cavern. So there's definitely not a back exit either. Unless there's another secret exit and they dug through another ancient tomb, disrupted some liches and stuff there. Like how you guys were like, this is just connected to the warehouse up above. It's like, well, they dug through the crypt to the warehouse. I don't think it was the other way around to get a secret exit. Right. So as you steal inside here, you see a little bit of light in the distance, the end of the cavern with some figures around it. But the first thing that hits you is a wave of scent, as incense and perfumes and smoke kind of all hit your eyes, and your vision swims for a second as you kind of push yourself through it. The church seems to be fairly cleared out. There's no pews, there's no chairs. You only see a number of columns here adorning this place, and a little raised platform, a small altar, surrounded by maybe some ceremonial silk, some linens and things like that hanging from the roof, which is about 30 foot above. Open flames everywhere, so it's definitely a fire hazard. Behind the altar in an alcove, you see a large ossuary. Right there in the back of the temple, looks like kind of carved out of the rock of the seabed as well, and perhaps untouched, unshaped by humanoid hands, except for where you see hundreds of bones and skulls kind of adorning that alcove. Yeah, well, it's not worked stone like the rest of this temple. Mm-hmm. But as you move forward, indeed, you see three figures waiting here. Two of them, their weapons at attention, an orcish, orc-blooded brute, and a thick with two C's, Aruxi, super, super thick Aruxi, the so-called bodyguards of Hypatia. They each wield a huge wooden and metal shield and have massive morning stars etched with runes down their handles. And on the altar itself, kind of weaving threads of magic over a small metal basin and perhaps parts, remains of humanoid bodies, you see none other than the concubine herself of Kurdak Bonefist, Hypatia.
Oh, this is that person.
Hypatia. Yes.
Yeah. Have they noticed us already?
Even at the end of the church here, you hear her kind of in a low tone that seems to resonate along the walls say, I have felt your presence here many moons ago. I sensed your intentions the first time I smelt you all, and I have prepared for one of your arrivals since before you were even born. Welcome.
He who smelt it, dealt it.
But do you deny it that thine supply it?
Oh, she's got me there, Captain. I should just turn myself in.
Well, time to give up.
We admit defeat. You have bested us with your words.
Everyone, lay down your weapons.
Put them down, I said.
Otto pulls his hands off.
Oh, gosh.
You can do that?
Amazing.
These are my combat hands. Man, now I got to put on my
soft. My action figure comes with two alternate hands that you can swap out.
Yep.
She kind of looks up from her work, her magical work, and says, Honto of the Saltfoot, is it? Welcome to my temple.
Am I supposed to be impressed?
Ooh, got him.
I have known of you. I have sought similar powers, and we have both walked paths adjacent to said powers for some time. Yes, I have allied myself with your pirate king. I have gained immense resources, but I will say none of that power will compare to what I am about to pull from your your soul inside those two stones you carry. Hmm. Do you know why you've brought them here? Do you know why you've brought them to me?
More specifically, I keep them on my person, where I feel them safe. I have not brought them to you.
Fates have aligned to reunite these stones after a long time, but you know not what they do, what the power is you possess. Just like the Lagerni, you are just a child messing with forces that is way outside of your control. The Lagerni did not create these stones. Indeed, they only use them for their own empire building, their own will, just like you would use them, and just as I will as well.
I think you have me mistaken. I don't want anything to do with these.
And yet they called out to you, did they not?
In a way.
You seek power, a power that can bend souls like clay in your hands, to move items with the power of thought, to recreate the world in your image. I know, like me, you've felt their pull telling you if you get them, you possess them, you can do whatever you want. But I'm here to tell you that you will have no such power. It will be mine.
This person really doesn't know Honto.
All I want is to make things right. And for you, you speak for the fates, and I think that's a fool's errand, because the only thing that will be true is what happens after whoever succeeds leaves this temple. No one can speak to who that might be.
I have pulled strings for generations to see these stones returned. I have been waiting for quite a long time, and I've pulled all the threads of fate that I have been able to. I have been waiting for this day. My warriors here will protect me. You see, I am the one primarily responsible for slave trading from Ramadun down to Saragava. I've called the strongest warriors with the weakest wills, taking the least of the herds and you know, simple folks like you and your friend, bending them until they break. My hands have indeed been coated in the blood of 1,000 such warriors along the coasts of the Shackled Seas. Each death of theirs infused me with a fraction of their strength. I believe it was your fate to die in the pits upon green blood, and not your fellow friend. The pit masters told me that your friend would have been an excellent servant, but he died and you escaped, and my visions were not correct that day, but still I saw an Aruxi such as yourself collecting stones of power for me, and then standing at my side, not coming to attempt to attack me.
Well, after what you've just told me, I don't know what fate has in store, but I'm ready for whatever it will deliver. All I know is that my desire is to see that everything that you have done will be paid for right here, right now.
And what about your friends that you've brought with you? Are you saying that they are prepared, perhaps for a fate worse than death, should they fall?
Don't ask me.
You don't scare me.
I'm only somewhat scared.
Bartleby's like a foot out the door. It's like, yeah, oh,
right. Wait, why am I in the front? Wait, I'm going to get in the back.
Are you sure about this? This is the one that can't we fight the Pirate King?
I was going to mention that you put Bartleby in the front. Yeah, that was, I don't know if that's, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, no, feel, in front of these two columns here at the back, feel free to put yourself wherever if you want to kind of scooch around a little bit.
I was going to try and make a stealthy approach, but seeing as how that's not an option, I'm fine being right here in the middle.
Yeah, there's
confrontational.
There's some columns to hide behind, but there's not much in the way of hidden insides of this temple. It's fairly small. You could see maybe 100 or so people filling up this space and some ancient arcane rituals on the dais. But upon the dais. Yeah, she'll say, I suppose then time for talk has come to a close, and now you all will face two of the strongest warriors of the Western Seas, their names no longer their own, their wills bent to mind, their bodies ready to destroy yours. I call them blood and muscle, and she kind of motions to these two. They have the look of pit fighters to them. Big old leather bands, shoulder pauldrons. Maybe one of them has kind of like a metal mask and things on. Fairly light armored, but these huge shields seem to be where they get a lot of their defenses from.
It's funny you should say that, because if that was true, I would expect to see Sharga over there.
Sharga's nowhere to be seen. Yes.
So, Patrick, I have this new ability called True Perception, which means that I'm always under the effects of a sixth level True Seeing spell. Is there anything that, like, in my view within 60 feet that might be an illusion of some kind?
What's your perception bonus?
Does that have anything to do 29? With this ability?
Also, just in, well, it's 60 feet. Is that the only?
60 feet. So the way you can counteract it. But it's against any illusion or transmutation in the area.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is so funny you say that. It's probably good that you bring it up, because as she moves, you see kind of a glamour across her skin. She's a woman of dark hair and perhaps Verisian blood. You see she's either extremely tanned or has some blood of the Verisians in her. But as she moves, she's going to be finishing up a spell here. You see what indeed looks like scales underneath her skin that seem to shimmer as she disappears in a little cloud of smoke. Poof.
Wait, she being the concubine?
Hypatia, yes.
She just disappeared? Oh, no.
She was right here. Now she's gone. You see these two warriors kind of step forward, shields, weapons ready. Let's roll into the initiative turn order. That turn order you hear so much about.
I don't think true seeing doesn't give you see invisibility, does it? Or is it like an upgraded version?
It can.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
But well, that'll be very useful for
what is the ability called? Is it just straight?
It's called sight? True perception, which I get because I'm legendary in perception, but it gives me true seeing. As a sixth level spell, I'm just always under the effects of what would be a sixth level true seeing spell.
This is a pretty good level 19 feet.
Yeah, that's very good.
Yeah, so within 60 feet, see things as they are. GM rolls a secret counteract check against any illusion or transmutation in the area.
And my perception modifier is how we determine the DC for that.
Yes. Well, no, you roll against the DCs. Right.
No, you are constantly under the effects of a sixth level true seeing spells using your perception modifier for the counteract check. You can roll a counteract check against my DC, my perception DC.
I'm sorry. True seeing, the GM rolls a secret counteract check against any illusion or transmutation.
Yeah. That would be using Rebecca's perception bonus as the counteract modifier against whatever that is.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I understand. Okay.
So your perception, well, feel free to roll whatever you'd like into the initiative turn order here, but what is your perception bonus? I'm just going to write it down.
29.
Okay. Excelente. Oops, I'll roll in. Can I rename these guys here? No. Okay. I'll roll in some initiative turn orders for these warriors. Okay. Pretty good. Just going to get that calculator ready. All right. Kovic, I don't know what you smoking here, Tyler, but you've rolled very well for initiative. You are going first with a 49. What you got?
I'm going to have a better shot on this southernmost fighter. So that one gets to be my hunted prey. This is a magical level for the ranger, because now marked prey, hunted prey, whatever you want to call it, free action. I just get to do it. Don't have to waste an entire action to do it.
Can you still? You can have more than one, though, at this point, can't you?
No, I don't think I can.
Oh, I thought there were feats that allowed you to.
There might be ranger, and I just didn't take them because I had other things I wanted to do with COVID. But
if it's free action now, it doesn't really matter, because you can just be like, "He's my hunter prey attack." Now that guy's my hunter prey attack.
There. Well, the caveat is it has to be the first thing you do in your turn. So at the start of your turn, you get it for free. But you can't do it like at the end or something like that. There's still a little bit of rule in there, but it's good enough. Anyway, hunted, gravity weapon, and and then we're gonna take a shot. First shot. Oh boy, that's probably a miss. 39.
Indeed, it would be if that you're gonna let stand.
Yeah, no reason to get too crazy here. We have a second shot, so we'll just let that fly.
Okay. Bounces right off of his shield, his raised shield. That's the Dromar, the Orcic guard here to the south.
Second attack.
A two on the dice. Two
on the dice. And I'm going to go rethink all my life choices that led me to this exact moment.
Why couldn't Cassius be here, not Kovic? Third action?
Almost three.
Oh, sorry.
Two shots and gravity weapon.
Gravity weapon takes an action. Bartleby is next. Jibbert rolling also very high.
Yeah.
17 on the dice for your Nish.
Yeah.
It's a Nish.
Very good. Okay. Let's see here. Well, let's see. How far is 40 feet? Yeah. That sounds pretty good. How far can I move? I can move 25 feet, so I could go to like here, and it's not really all that far. So I won't do that for right now. You know what I will do, though? I will take advantage of the fact that I, for once in my life, I get to go before like everybody else. And that means that nobody's in the way when I use this spell. This will be the only time this ever happens, so I'm going to launch to the back of the room a sunburst.
Beep, beep, beep. Classic
sunburst. Reflex saving throw DC is currently 43.
Oh, please let it be lower.
Oh, I'm legendary now, baby.
Please,
legendary caster.
Oh no. Okay, and that's like the entirety of the back. What's the width or size?
60 feet.
Right. Oh, that's a lot of people. No,
it's basically right up to this pillar.
Okay. Well. Oh no.
Oh boy. You're rolling these secretly.
43.
Oh boy.
Oh. Well, I've rolled what looks like critical fails for these two bad boys.
Oh, I like that.
These two up front here. Oh, 43 you said?
43, yes.
Reflex not real good for them. Yes, critical fail, so they take a bunch of damage.
Yes. So actually they don't take double damage. This isn't a basic save. So
interesting.
If they're undead, then they'll take additional damage.
They're not.
Okay. So good. So that's good for them. What's bad for them is they're permanently blinded. Both.
Oh no.
So.
Oh my god.
That's what's bad for them.
It's very bad for them.
That's not what their mothers wanted for them in their final bite.
I saw spare sets of eyes in their pockets when we came in, so I think they'll be
okay. Yeah, so 58 fire damage. I say the glory of Verasma will doesn't like this stuff. And I guess I cast shield.
Please don't hurt me. How much damage was it?
58. Actually, no, as my third action, I'm going to maybe hide behind this pillar. Yeah, that sounds good. I'll hide behind a pillar.
Bump.
Try to get some cover in case she shoots me with something.
58 on the board. They chunky boys. They big chunky boys. Bump. Bump. Okay.
They are immune to visual effects now. So you got that going for you.
Don't you dare try to use illusion magic on them now, unless it's auditory. Alrighty, that will take us to Alaris.
Okay, I was planning to make myself invisible, but if they can't see me.
No way, double it up.
In that case, I'm just gonna walk right up to them. Are they flat-footed to me?
Yes.
Yeah, it could be because you were undetected or something. Yeah.
If blinded.
Right.
I don't think they have any special senses. The blinded condition
box could use some more details.
It gets into this sort of frustratingly kind of convoluted thing about being undetected versus hidden versus, you know.
Basically, they have to spend an action to
look for you.
To detect you, yeah. They will know if you're attacking like right next to them, you know. But
yeah, they'll know which square you're in. Yeah,
That's fine. I am going to move right here and attack this one to the north with my curved blade. It will take me 2 actions to get there. So there's just 1 attack, except that I have quick strike, so 2 attacks.
I love it.
Don't stop attacking.
It's a 41 to hit.
Against flat-footed, you get right around his shield for the Aruxi, who's holding it up like a good foot away from where you're attacking. That is a hit.
Okay, hold on. Okay, they are also going to take... Let's see, I'll make them enfeebled 1, and they're going to take an additional 5 damage. So that makes it 51 slashing damage altogether.
51?
51.
Okay.
And then with quick strike, I get another strike with my curved blade. It's a 46 to hit.
This one, he reacts with a shield block. So this is a hit, but he's blocking a little of this with a shield.
Okay.
Which I need to track separately.
So that does 50 slashing damage. It is also bleeding. 6 bleed from the first hit.
Marking it down. 6. God, so many status effects. 20, 50 total. So.
And actually, okay. In that second one, because the enfeebled does not stack, right?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. In that case, I'm going to also apply a 10-foot status penalty to its speeds.
Oh, I don't think he's going along. Much anywhere right now.
I mean, just in case he tries to move.
Okay. It will take us to their turn. Don't think this guy that's out here has much to do, but you hear them kind of like clicking at each other. Maybe some kind of fighter language here. This guy is going to very slowly move over to you, Alaris, the orcish guy from the south side of the temple here. Make a roll. Yeah, and they have their morning stars, right?
Do they get like a mischance if they can't see me?
50%.
Okay.
So make a couple of attacks. Let me roll the attacks with this one to the south first.
Dodge.
All right, of the first one, what is your armor class with the nimble dodge?
42.
Rolled very good on my first attack, so that is going to be just a hit, I think. Second one, I'm pretty sure, is going to be a mass. Let's double check. 40. So is it just 40 on the second attack?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So let me roll some mischances here. Okay. A hit and a miss. Let me roll for the other guy while we're at it. Just battering you with a morning star. Ooh, let me get progressively worse. Let me see if this one is a hit. 6+. Okay, this other guy, I think maybe partially to the blindness, is just like swinging in your square, but not getting a hit on until his third attack, which just hits on a 40. Right? So we roll mischance here. That one misses. So 1 hit out of, I think, 7 attacks means what? Just a little bit of damage. It is 25 points of bludgeoning damage, 3 points of fire damage. This seems to be ensorcelled a little bit. We got some bleed damage going on this guy. They don't seem to be super combat-y effective being blinded. But yeah, they still have their shields kind of raised against you. As we go on to Hunter.
I was looking at some of the old stuff that I have, but like it's just not super impressive anymore. Like Primal Rampage, I was gonna whip that one out. Nobody remembers that one.
Let's go crazy.
But it's not super useful at this stage of the game. Instead, seeing that Alaris has initiated the attack, he will fulfill his role as flanking buddy and approach.
Old school flanking buddy.
Indeed. Rebecca just can't stop flanking with lizards. Then yeah, we're gonna do a flurry. Let's see. Yep.
Ooh boy.
That's a 51 to hit.
Technically, his shield is not raised. That is a critical hit on flat-footed.
And 51. I'll just do a second attack just to get that out of the way. And a 45.
Also a hit.
Okay.
This second one, he will shield block.
Okay.
He whips it around to try and catch a little bit.
Okay, so the damage on the first attack is going to be 58, and on the second it's going to be 26. How does that work? This is one attack action.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he can do that, actually.
I think he would only be able to do it on the second attack here, but...
Well, no, like, this is a single...
The damage together?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in this case, do the least amount. He'd be able to catch... I mean, he doesn't have supernatural senses, but I think if he's getting punched, he can whip around very quickly. It's called a reaction.
Well, I think the idea is that the flurry is that it's so fast. But let me... You've made me very curious now to know what a flurry counts as. If it counts as a single strike or if it counts as two strikes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, technically, there's nothing, like, visual about shield block. So, I mean... He feels himself start getting attacked and says you have your shield. Well, actually, no, never mind. We don't have to worry about it because I didn't spend an action to raise shield at the end here. So they were going all in on attacks and I forgot they're very much shieldy bros. So I've got 84 damage in total. Is that right?
Yeah, I think so. But it does look like it's two strikes. It doesn't say that flurry of blows itself is one strike. So
but
I think
the damage
it would be able to
counts.
Do that.
As both.
But it all counts as one at the end. Yes.
Okay, both of these guys are looking beat up about the same amount. So your third action?
That was just going to be another strike. Ooh.
Oh, thank goodness.
Well, I have some news for you.
Natural one.
Uh-huh.
And very low damage.
No. I now have... Oh, never mind.
I think I know what you're about to say. Is this a level 19 or level 20 thing you get?
It was a level 19 ability, but... Uh-huh. It actually doesn't apply in this case. It only applies on the first strike of my turn. On the first strike of my turn, if I roll anything below a 10, it counts as a 10.
It's so good. we had a monk in our last IRL campaign, and I was like, oh my goodness, you will hit, basically.
It's great for me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's like, oh, yeah, no, don't worry, I didn't roll a natural one on my first attack of the turn. I rolled a 10.
I think it might be time to bring back the one-inch punch.
Yeah, you have another action? No. Are you out of actions?
No, I'm done. I'm done. That's it.
Okay, that is a turn one, and I'm just going through my spell list here. See what kind of
the blindness spell list for spells. These two warriors that are here and no one else.
Oh, yeah. No, sorry. There's more than that here. I have spells that can make them blind again, so that cancels it out. One blind, right?
I don't think that's accurate. I don't think that's how it works.
Pretty sure it's how blindness works.
I'm actually
two blindness makes a full sight.
No, I actually think that.
Did you guys ever see that Mr. Beast video where he took all the blind people and then he poked their eyes out and they could see again?
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Good video.
And then he made about himself.
Yeah.
Two blinds don't make a sight.
Yeah, there he goes. There's the joke.
That's the name of the episode.
It's still sight.
But two left guards will make it right. No, don't have anything.
Are you guys more of a left guard or a right guard?
Left shark.
Ruxy and Orc, please. Not that I'm giving up on them, but I can't cure.
but they blindness. Do sit down and eat their lunch.
But I can make some new friends here, as I think Alaris is going to hear some whispering in her ear.
Right.
Can you make me a will save?
I like whispers.
Rebecca.
Oh, dominate.
Oh, no.
I can try. It's a 44.
That is not good for me, but it is good. That this is incapacitation, which means you get a better one better than what you've actually rolled.
Hold on. When I roll a success on a will save, I get a critical success instead, if that matters here.
Well, you didn't roll a success, but you also did not critically fail. So she's trying to get into your mind. You spend the first action of your next turn with the confused condition. Right. Would have been great to roll a one here, but that's all I've got as we go back to Kovic.
Can I see my hunted prey?
He's behind some cover, but yes. Behind the column there. I don't know, do you care about cover if you're hunting someone?
No, I don't particularly care about cover. all that much. I could use targeting shot to negate his cover, so I no bonus at all. Or I could just try to YOLO it. I'm gonna try to YOLO it, and I'll just try to use hero points to get past the the bonuses he has, because I want to make the perfect shot. This takes three actions, which is why. But they're hiding behind a pillar, so let's see how it goes. Does a I don't think a 43 is going to hit, but does a 43 hit?
Let me double check.
Yeah. With cover, I don't think so.
No, that is going to be a miss.
Okay. That was only a 10. I have a 50-50 chance of doing better. I'm going to use my first hero point.
Okay.
So that's going to take me from 3 to 2. Let's try this again. I'll give up. And then Wallace, yeah, I have to give up on it.
Then you'll move
Come
forward.
Come on.
Oh, no.
That's the no. money. That's
Tyler,
the
no.
money, baby.
Take your hero point back. No.
Hey, do you want to...
Don't roll
Now, this
again.
Is where I get to tell you the beauty of the perfect shot.
Oh, no.
The perfect shot takes three actions, but if it hits, it automatically deals the maximum damage possible for the strike. Because this is a crit... It will do the maximum damage possible.
Ooh.
So, can someone open a calculator?
I got it, Tyler.
Okay. So, the base damage is 4d12. So, the max on 8d12.
96.
Then, the precision damage is 3d8. So, it's going to be the max on 6d8.
Oh, gosh. Oh, I've already messed up 6 times 8. It looks like we're at 144 so far, which is then, more damage than he's taken entirely.
Thanks to gravity weapon, I get a +8 on this strike, which will double to 16.
Plus 16. Got it.
And then there's unfortunate news for everyone else. This is the elemental acid ammo, which is 2d4. And so you guys are taking, whoever's near this guy's taking some splash damage.
Is everyone taking max splash?
Well,
I would assume that if it's maximum damage, then yes, we all take maximum splash damage. So
you guys are taking 2 splash damage.
Maximum.
Wouldn't it be 8?
Yeah,
if I thought it's you said
2d4?
It was
2d4. Well, no. So 2d4 to the target, and the splash is 2 damage.
Okay.
So the ammunition deals.
Oh, no. 2 damage to your allies.
Yeah.
Okay.
And...
Don't you and anymore. That's enough, Tyler, you monster.
Is that it? I think that's it.
Immediately bloodied, nearly dead as an arrow. Yeah, I mean, this guy doesn't see that you're bending it around the cover of this column past his shield. Gets an arrow right through the neck. Blood spurting out all over his buddy here. I'm getting
not instantly fatal, but
I'm getting shades of sweet lips, and I don't like it. Let me just go ahead and
why did you have to say shades of sweet lips? That puts all kinds of weird things
sweet
in my
lip
brain.
Shades. I like
all right, them. that made up for that terrible bips. First turn.
Feet bips. Bartleby.
Oh, that's me.
I they didn't sit down after you blinded them forever.
They didn't pull out their lunch boxes and...
Todd.
I'm going to attempt to make a... I'm going to try to search for... Well, let's see.
No, if I had a nickel for every time a character cast a spell and made someone permanently blind in this game, I would have 3 nickels, which isn't a lot.
There's not all that many.
But it's weird that it happened 3 times.
But it's some nickels. It's more than none nickels.
So. Oh, Patrick, you need to add another 16 damage. I forgot weapon specialization.
I've already written it down, Tyler.
Fair enough. That's all.
Get it. What's another 16 points after you did?
Why not? You know,
68.
After a certain amount of damage, you just kind of keep going with it.
I'm gonna try to search for the lady. The person?
Do you want to move forward at all, or where do you want to search?
Let's see. Can I draw a cone?
Yeah, search is typically like 30-foot cone or like 15-foot radius around you. Or I think you could search far off places, but it's still within like, let's see.
I mean, I guess I'd like to look. Let's see. Like, I mean, I don't have the moves. It's going to take me like 3 turns to walk down there. So, like... Let's see. Like, I kind of want to search, I mean, just like in this area. I've drawn a little square around the area behind the altar.
Yeah, it seems like where she would be, right? Yeah, back there.
That's kind of where
between the bone ossuary and the little temple there. Okay, let me do a secret. What is your perception?
31.
It's not. Is the action called search or is it called spot?
Seek, maybe?
Seek. Oh. That sounds right. Seek, concentrate, action. Search for signs. Against stealth DCs of undetected hidden creatures in the area. Okay. I'm sorry. Once again, your bonus?
31.
Rolling all my rolls secret tonight. I'm rolling secretly.
Secret.
Let's see here. Stealth. Okay. Taking a look back there, you do not see any sign of her there.
Okay. So then I'm going to, I'm going to move up to the behind this column. And let's see. So it's two actions of movement, one action to seek. That's my turn.
Alaris Delcarin.
All right. Oh, I'm confused for my first action, right?
Just the first one. Yes. Thank you for reminding me. I don't know.
I get a hero point for that, right? Right? I put myself in danger.
You know what? Yes. Go back up to the maximum of... Oh, wait. You didn't use any hero points yet? Never mind. Maximum of 3. Confused. You are off guard. Use all your actions to strike. And we're going to roll... Kovic's not in this. A D4 down the initiative turn order. Whether you move to attack one of these two guys, Honto or Bartleby. So do you want to roll a D4?
Three.
1, 2, 3. It looks like you are attacking the Aruxi, not the one that you are flanking with as your first action.
It is still flat-footed though, right?
Yes, because you attacked him last turn, right? I believe you are correct. Oh, and he's also blind.
Right, because he's blind, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a 49 to hit.
Okay, it is a hit. I'm going to shield block this one. How much damage?
45.
Okay. Shield looking pretty beat up here as he tries to deflect another blow and you catch him in the leg with most of this. You're back to your senses here. What would you like to do for your second action? Got Honto flanking on the other side of you with the orcish guard.
Do I have any inkling of where the lady is? Given that she attacked me with a spell?
Do you want to make an action? A search action, a seek action.
Yeah, and I was wondering if true perception might help in this endeavor.
Well, yeah, I rolled it automatically when you came in here. Is your perception bonus again? Or do you want to use a seek action?
Yeah, my perception bonus is 29. Yeah, I would like to seek.
29. Yeah, that is still not enough to sense kind of where she is. Just taking a look, maybe in a similar area where Bartleby looked, where she was standing kind of behind the altar. She does not seem to be in that direction. What would you like to do with your third action?
Okay, well, I'll strike at that same guy that I just hit that I'm not flanking with Honto on.
Okay.
With my second attack. 42 Uruxy. To hit.
That is going to be hit.
But all right. Good. Hold on. Okay, 43 slashing damage. And with quick strike, I get a third strike. Yes?
Oftentimes, yeah. All right, he's bloodied after that attack.
Okay, and a... Ooh. Oh, no. 26 to...
Okay. I don't know why you're saying ooh to 3 on the dice.
I saw the green on the damage roll and misinterpreted that.
Oakley doakley. That will take us to their turn once again. Think, gosh, not a lot of great options here. This one is going to, between you, Honto, and Alaris, turn around and focus in your direction, raise a shield, and make some attacks. What is your armor class? Okay, never mind. I rolled a lot of bad ones here. are you 43 right now?
Let me double check that. It might have gone up, and I forgot to record it. It is 44.
Oh, yeah, because we're level 19.
Yep. Dodge tank.
Oh, what did I do? Oh, actually, rolled another d20. I'm trying to get my calculator. Okay. Boom. Okay, the first attack misses, second attack potentially hits. Oh, no. God, no. All right. Because of blind, that misses. I rolled a 4 on a D100 for those of you interested at home. Oh, did I delete Honto? Where'd he go?
Mm-hmm. I cast invisibility.
Sorry about that. Yeah. Okay. This one will try to attack Alaris in kind of the same vein. Raising a shield, throwing some attacks out. Okay, there's a good one for my first hit, potentially, and not terrible for the other ones. What is her armor class right now, Rebecca?
40.
Okay. First one is a potential critical hit. Second one is a potential hit, and that means this third one is also a potential hit? No. It's got to be 5 above this. So as a miss, maybe some D100s. Okay, the crit misses. I'm going to kill Bartleby so bad. But the the hit hits, and it is 30 points of bludgeoning damage and 2 points of fire. That will take us to Honto. Honto, your turn.
It's Honto his turn.
Honto, your turn. You're really scaring me, Jabert. You're drawing like all the spell shapes on the map.
Sorry. I was trying to draw 30-foot cones to help us with like visualizing, like if we were
scaring
areas.
Sorry. All right, what you got, Honto?
Well, So the one that Kovic shot is looking real bad.
I mean, at this point, they're both looking pretty beat up. But the one that Kovic shot has an arrow through his neck, which right. often would kill you.
Yes.
99% of the people
pretty,
you meet in this
pretty
world,
quickly,
they'd be dead right now.
Pretty quickly, they will not be alive anymore.
I can guarantee you this guy's pretty quickly not going to be alive. So I'm a fortune teller, Seth.
I am going to roll a single attack on Mr. Orc.
That hits.
Okay. 33 piercing damage. Is he still up?
Yes.
That's unfortunate. Okay. Then let's do a flurry of blows. The first attack is going to be actually targeting the lizard man, and the second attack is going to target the orc.
Flurry of bros.
Okay.
Because I have...
That's
I have
something you can do. Go for it.
It is. Oh. It says specifically, if you target the same person with both attacks, it counts as one hit.
Uh-huh. So do you do that thing where you like handstand and you hurricane kick them both? They're right next to each other.
That's a burkin.
Yeah, it's kind of like a Jet Li thing. You just, wow.
It's the helicopter kick from Ryu. Who wants a pound cake?
Yeah, it's an...
All right, yeah, let's do that against the lizard man. 43?
Also a hit.
37 piercing damage. And
37?
Yep, against the orc. 36.
Ooh, that's going to be a mess.
And then one more attack against Mr. Orc. 33. All right.
Thank goodness I get another chance to miss a critical hit with him next turn.
Well, I don't know, because you still have like 3 of my teammates to go through first, so...
Yeah, I was really hoping I could convince Rebecca to be at least confused for some of this fight, but that fell off here.
Yeah.
Rebecca, what did you roll on that? I didn't even look.
It's like a 44 or something.
Roll the 15, yeah. Gosh, yeah, almost.
Very good.
Almost a success there, too. Okay, that will do it for turn 2. You hear echoing, almost coming down from the top of this chamber, hideous laughter and like a hissing noise just happened.
Tasha?
Very hideous laughter, but you know this to be a concubine, Hypatia herself. Not sure where this is coming from. Where's the echo? Where she is? She begins incanting a spell. And what that spell is a tale for another time here on Damn and Roll No Crits. I've got to regroup and rethink how difficult this fight would be without, say, 2 giant... What if her 2 guards weren't that much of a problem? At all.
The 2 strongest warriors in...
I'm man, sure very that strong. Spell, Jabert, like MVP.
I
really set us rolling for success.
I rolled 2 and a 3, and if that was fortitude, they would have been pretty darn good, but Reflex happened to be their worst.
Oh, no. That was clutch.
I've been holding onto that spell for a long time because I never go early enough in the combat to not catch
blind
all
your friends.
All of my kids.
I mean, these guys are.
Like, every time I look at it, I'm like, I could just cast it. Oh no! I know I would permanently blind somebody.
Yeah, someone would end up permanently blind.
Yeah, I mean, they are just very beefy guard characters, but yeah. Also, their magical backup doesn't seem to have a lot of healing spells.
She wasn't really concerned with that in school.
Yeah, it's really a lot of mess you up kind of spells, but yeah, that's going to do it for this week's episode. I knew for a fact this might take a little while, and we got to a bit late, so I don't want to keep us here for hours completing this combat. We'll get back to this next week. Guys, thank you for playing with.
Thank you, Patrick.
Listeners, thank you for listening. We will continue the saga, the action next week's episode. From Patreon pirates down to freebie captains, thank you for listening, and we will catch you on the next
Dead Men Roll No Crits.
Yarr.